Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ too. Week 8. The way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving Spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God. Tuesday. Related verses. Galatians 3, verses 16 and 29. Verse 16. But to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He does not say, and to the seeds, as concerning many, but as concerning one, and to your seed, who is Christ. Verse 29. And if you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise. Romans 1, verse 3. Concerning his son, who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh. Genesis 12, verses 2, 3, and 7. Verses 2 and 3. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and he who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Verse 7. And Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, to your seed I will give this land. And there he built an altar to Jehovah who had appeared to him. Genesis 17, verses 7 and 8. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your seed after you. And I will give to you and to your seed after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. John 14, verses 17 to 20. Even the Spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. Yet a little while and the world beholds me no longer, but you behold me. Because I live, you also shall live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Related reading. The seed of Abraham is for the blessing to all the families of the earth. In 17 verse 7, God told Abraham that he would make a covenant with Abraham and with his seed. This word concerning the seed is explained clearly by Paul in Galatians 3 verse 16. He does not say, and to the seeds as concerning many, but as concerning one, and to your seed, who is Christ. Abraham might have understood only that God would give him a good piece of land, but the promise to Abraham was that he would receive the processed God as the all-inclusive, consummated Spirit. The blessing of Abraham refers to the promised Spirit, who is the reality of Christ. The one seed of Abraham became the life-giving Spirit. The Spirit, as the consummation of the triune God for the dispensing of himself into the believers of Christ, is the seed of Abraham. This seed became not only our Redeemer and Savior, but also the life-giving Spirit. The life-giving Spirit is a transfigured descendant of Abraham. The top blessing, the consummate blessing to us sinners, is God himself as the life-giving Spirit. The Savior we need today is the one who can enter into us. We need the life-giving Spirit who dwells in our spirit and who is one spirit with us. Praise the Lord, we do have a buoyant one within us. The third stanza of hymns 505 expresses this thought. There's a man in the glory whose life is for me. He's strong and in vigor. How buoyant is he? Where is Christ buoyant? He is buoyant in our spirit. The life-giving Spirit as the seed of Abraham and as the consummation of the process, triune God, is the top blessing. The seed of Abraham is for the believers in Christ, who are Abraham's seed, to inherit the consummated Spirit, the consummation of the process, triune God, as their divine inheritance, their spiritual blessing for eternity. Christ is the seed of Abraham, and all his believers are also the seed of Abraham. We are all one family, and our surname is Abraham, because Abraham is our father. Our spiritual blessing for eternity is to inherit the consummated Spirit, the consummation of the process, triune God, as our inheritance. Even today, the most enjoyable thing to us is the indwelling Spirit. The divine economy and the divine dispensing are also seen in the promise of the seed of David. The seed of David refers to the resurrected Christ, who carries out God's New Testament economy for the dispensing of the processed triune God into the members of his body. Christ, as God's sure mercies shown to David, is for the dispensing of God himself into all the believers of Christ in his resurrection. This is for the believers in Christ to share his kingship in his resurrection in the eternal kingdom of God. God's full salvation is to deliver us out of the hand of Satan and out of sin and death, and to bring us into the full inheritance of God himself as our blessing, and to cause us to share the kingship with Christ as his co-kings in the kingdom age.